Dr. Schneck dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Virginia Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. This goes to Van Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, comma P-A. On 2/22/24, Mrs. Herrera performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchioreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 11/29/22. There's been no change period in the paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Cynthia Eckert, E-C-H-E-R-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 2/22/24, Mrs. Eckert performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9/6/23. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bolen, B-O-L-L-E-N. This goes to the VA. On 2/22/24, Mr. Bolen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9/20/23. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Bernard McGonigal, M-C-G-O-N-A-G-L-E. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 2/22/24, Mr. McGonigal performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. Patient walked 495 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Herring, H-E-R-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Adams. On 2/22/24, Mr. Herring performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant, with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, William Herring. This goes to Dr. Adams. On 2/22/24, Mr. Herring performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 492 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Horgan, H-O-R-G-A-N. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 2/22/24, Mr. Horgan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 11/21/23. There's been no significant change period. The post-bronchodilator study on the current pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry did show a minimal improvement. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Veronica Buck. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 2/22/24, Mrs. Buck performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There's improvement in effort after bronchodilators, but no significant change in airflow compared to a prior study dated 8/29/23. There's been some worsening of airflow New paragraph impression minimal, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing slight progression, period. Thank you.